Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. There's no future in digging up the past. For instance, what could be worse than attending your old school's reunion? They are all there, and they haven't changed a bit. There's the maths master you used to call Old Baldy, who now calls you Old Baldy. There's Old Tubbs, the English master, who now calls you Old Tubbs. And there's the young and attractive French mistress, who you used to wish would keep you in after school. And looking at her 20 years later, oh boy, are you glad she didn't.
You went to the wrong school, eh?
And so did you. The Royal Naval College Dartmouth has exactly the same sort of old school problems, and at least one of them is heading your way any minute now.
Easy.
Easy, sir.
Easy.
Easy, sir.
Steady at that.
Steady, that's it.
Almost through the harbour entrance now. Well, I said almost.
Now, right you are, sir. We're not to panic. If you dock us at full speed, we should make it before the front end sinks.
That's ever ridiculous. It was only a gentle tap.
For you, sir, yes. Now, what did you in mind? Would you like us to ram the tug ahead of us or miss it?
What? Now, that was his fault. And it better be, because our boat is bigger than his. Now, gently does it. Coming into our berth now. Now, gently.
Gently, sir.
Gently.
Gently.
Gently,
gently.
Almost there.
Almost there, sir.
Gently. Well done. Finish with engines.
And most of the hull, sir.
Nonsense, Chief. With a lick of paint, it'll never show.
Mr. Phillips, to cover up what you've just done, we'll need a lick of paint 2 feet thick.
Hey, what's that noise?
Oh, I think it's Commander Murray drumming his fingers on the chart table in a wild and hopeless effort to keep his cool, sir.
Oh.
Right, Mr. Phillips. That's it. Or should I say, that was it. That was the harbour wall, that was the tug, that was our berth, and that was about half my ship.
Oh, be fair, sir. At least he's left the bit we're standing on.
Exactly. So how about a bit of gratitude? I mean, we're all safe and sound. There's not a scratch on us. But for lovable Leslie's skill, we wouldn't be home at all. And we'd be hopelessly lost out at sea.
We usually are.
Ah, there you are, then.
Eh?
What? Exactly. We're not lost, are we? Is that or is that not Portsmouth outside?
It's very nearly inside.
Now, there's no need to quibble. And honestly, all this fuss over a 3-foot gash in the harbour wall, a few minor dents and a sunken tug. How petty can you get?
Well, you better ask those three gentlemen sitting on top of the tug's funnel and dabbling their feet in the water. I have a feeling that if they ever get hold of you, they could be a lot pettier than what we are.
Do you think we ought to lower a boat and rescue them?
I wouldn't advise it, sir, no. No, they seem to have sunk as far as they're going. Someone else is sure to notice them, eventually.
I have a good mind to send Mr. Phillips over there on his own.
Why pick on me? You're the captain of this ship. You're responsible, and if you're trying to shift the blame, Pertwee was at the helm, so he's the one who actually steered us into the tug.
Well, you gave the orders.
Ah, but you could have countermanded them. No, it's not good enough. I refuse to be made the scapegoat. Any more of this victimization, I have a jolly good mind to turn in my little peaked cap and I'll buy myself out of the service.
Oh, no, don't be ridiculous. You can't do that. No need to get upset. We didn't mean it, Chief, did we?
Didn't we? I thought we did.
Chief.
No, of course we didn't.
Well, you're too late. I'm just not accepting your apologies. I'm getting out of this water rat race. I don't need the service, but by noddy, the service needs me. Their lordships can beg, I tell you. They can get down on their bended knees and ask me to stay, but this time it's gone too far. Even a turn will worm.
Well, Philip?
Oh, blimey, old Thunderguts.
Yeah, what did I tell you? There's the first of them crawling to me.
Philip, I want to see you in my office, or what's left of it.
It'll be a pleasure. And you're wasting your time, Captain Povey. My mind is made up.
Chief, do you ever get the feeling that Sub-Lieutenant Humpty Dumpty is riding for a dirty great fall?
Yes, sir, and what's more, I doubt if all their lordships' horses and all their lordships' men will ever put lovable Leslie together again.
And furthermore, Mr. Phillips, if you want to save your country the cost of your court-martial, I suggest the best thing you can do for the Queen, the Royal Navy, and the flag is to hand in your little peak cap and buy yourself out of the service.
Oh.
And if you're worried about the expense of buying yourself out, I would say your current rate of exchange is about fourpence.
Oh.
Which, in the interest of your Queen, the Royal Navy, and the flag, I am prepared to lend you.
Oh.
Captain Povey, sir, don't be too hard on him, sir. It wasn't really his fault. After all, I was steering the ship.
And I could have countermanded his orders.
You come on out of the rain, or you'll all be in it.
Ranches and I don't see how they can. They're a complete shower in themselves. Oh, well, there we are, then. Nice to have known you. Don't bother to let me know how you get on.
But it'll take me ages to get my things together. I mean, there's my Ina Sharples souvenir alarm clock.
How does that work, sir? Does she wake you up by belting you one with her hairnet?
And then there's my tennis racket in the boiler room.
What's your tennis racket doing down there?
Well, the frame warped, and I'm trying to steam it back. But not that it matters.
Why not?
I can't play tennis. And then there's something else. I can't remember who borrowed my Uncle Bert Humpeldink's record of Please Release Me, Let Me Go.
It'll be a pleasure.
And that's not what I meant, sir.
Mr. Phillips, sir, why did you buy a record of Uncle Pertwee Humperdinck's when you haven't got a record player?
Oh, it's not necessary, you see. I found out that if I stick it over the top of a knitting needle, whiz it round at 45 revolutions per minute, stick a pin in the grooves and put my ear close to it, I can almost hear bits of it perfectly.
Lucky old you. I'm a Tom Jones man myself. I particularly like that nautical song of his.
Nautical song?
Yes, you know the one. I Delilah. You get it? Aye, sir. I Delilah. It's the same. It's a play on. Well, you're obviously just not musical.
No, sir. When you sing, we're not.
I thought it was a very good imitation.
Oh, good grief, never mind your blasted pop stars.
My sentiments exactly, sir. You're absolutely right, Captain Povey. But, well, that's it, champs. All over and done with. Back to normal. Well, there's nothing else, eh, Captain Povey?
Oh, but there is. Sign here.
What?
Eh?
Pardon?
Exactly. Never mind your tennis racket, or your Ina Sharples alarm clock, or your Engel Povey Humperdinck record, Mr. Philip. You are on your way out. Good day, gentlemen, and goodbye, Mr. Phillips.
Chief, have you, seen Mr. Phillips at all lately?
No, sir. No, ever since the blow struck. The poor lad has been cast-carded himself in his cabin, sir. Not a drum was heard. Not a funeral note.
Oh, shut up. You're sure he's all right in there? He's very quiet.
Not if you listen at the keyhole, sir. Shh. Here, give your earholes a bit of an arc.
Oh, I don't think I could possibly. On the other hand, I am a bit concerned with. All right, you talked me in it. I'll do it.
That hurt.
Yeah. Well, take the advice of a professional lug hole listener, sir. Before arcing, make sure the key's out of the hole.
Oh, I see what you mean.
There you are, sir. Be my guest. Try another arc.
Very well.
Sir, what are you doing with your ear all outside Mr. Phillips's keyhole? Listening to see if there's any rust in there?
No, just passing, doing up my shoelaces.
Hey, that's what they all say. Now, if you're quite tight and double-knotted...
Pardon?
Well, his shoelace. I'd like to see Mr. Phillips with a parting gift on behalf of the lower deck. Not that I like to associate myself with them, but when your promotion doesn't come through, you have to classify yourself as somebody.
No. Very generous.
Well, a Welshman can afford to be generous in the Royal Navy now. I mean, we gave him his new glittery hat at Carnarvon Castle, didn't we? And he seems to be a reasonable sort of chap. So now that he's joining us in the Royal Navy, I reckon I'm going to be all right.
No, Steve.
So if I were you, I'd keep in with me. So if you'll excuse me, sir.
Now, hang on, Goldstein. Before you go in, what actually is it that you're giving Mr. Phillips?
Ah, treasure trove, sir. Half a dozen sticks of Welsh peppermint rock. They've been in my Aunt Morpeth's cellar for years, they have. They're lettered Good Luck Lloyd George all the way through.
Oh. I'm sure you'll appreciate them.
I hope so. Lloyd George didn't. He gave them back. Unfortunately, Mr. Phillips will find one stick with a bit of a nibble in it.
Lloyd George's choppers?
No. We donated the sticks of rock to the Welsh Home Rule, otherwise known as the Diary.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. They made genuine Welsh peppermint in those days. So if they were good enough for Floyd, they're good enough for Leslie.
Lloyd George knew my father. My father knew Lloyd George. Lloyd George knew my father.
Shut it out of the lot of you. You donate them then.
No, his trouble. He's too sensitive, sir.
Do you mind? I'm packing, and there are humperdicks in here trying to listen to Humblebird Eagle people.
Oh, sorry, pardon. It's only us, Mr. Phillips.
Trust you haven't done a disaster call to yourself with your knitting needles, sir.
No, but I've got my playing pin on the floor somewhere, and I can't... Ah!
You found it.
Now, look here, Mr. Phillips, all this is a lot of nonsense. All you've got to do is to go over to Captain Povey's office, apologize, admit you were wrong, and you'll be back to status quo.
I thought we were up to our necks in status quo already, sir.
Oh, shut up. I meant that Mr. Phillips has only to go across to Captain Povey's office, say he's sorry, and his resignation papers will be torn up.
Never, never. When we Phillipses have our minds made up, then our minds made up for us by we Phillipses, who have made up our we Phillipses' mind by us. Until we Phillipses have no more we Phillipses' minds to make up for we Phillipses, or us. Eh?
Pardon?
Exactly, there's nothing more to be said. If they want me back in the service, Captain Povey's going to have to crawl. Do you hear me?
Oh, I do agree, Rear Admiral Evans. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips is, without a doubt, one of the finest navigational officers we've ever had.
How right you are. He was my star pupil when I was head of the navigation school at Port...
Portland?
Port...
Portsmouth?
That's right, Dartmouth.
Well, of course, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips and I may have had, minor differences in the past, but you are a rear admiral and I am just the captain. Still, so naturally, I bow to your superior knowledge, sir.
Well done, Puppet.
There's only one thing bothering me. As head of the navigational school, are you absolutely certain that Sub-Lieutenant Phillips was your star pupil?
Are you doubting my word, Puppet?
Oh, no, of course not, sir. No, I've sent for him already. It's just that... But from my experience, I...
I find it
hard to believe he's a star pupil at anything.
Take it from me, Captain. When it comes to navigation, this man is a
A world beater?
No. A
wizard?
That's right. Genius.
Captain Povey, what is it, Wrenches?
Sub-Lieutenant Phillips is here.
You had the key, Don. You were listening.
Me, sir? Certainly, no.
Not?
No. No.
Never?
That's right. Yes, I was.
Yeah. Wrenches, if I catch you...
I'm sending Sub-Lieutenant Phillips and the two prisoners' friends in now, sir.
Prisoners' friends?
Guess who?
Oh, no, not Commander Murray and CPO Pertwee.
Congratulations, sir. You have just won Huey Green. Sending them in now, sir.
Ah, my star pupil.
No, not exactly so. We've never had the pleasure, actually. I'm Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, sir.
Ah, there you are, my star pupil.
No, I'm afraid not, sir. I don't think we've met. I'm Lieutenant Commander Murray, sir.
I think you're looking for me, actually.
Of course! I'd have known you anywhere. No. Any time.
How?
That's it. Immediately. My word, you haven't changed a bit. Of course, last time we met, you had dark hair, and you were 6'6" and weighed 14 stone.
Well, I have had a nasty cold.
Ah, that would account for it. But apart from that, you're exactly the same as I remember you.
Yes, well, it's very nice of you to come all this way just to say goodbye before I leave the service.
Leave the service? You can't leave the service. We need men like you.
Captain Povey doesn't seem to think so, sir.
What? Povey? Are you raving mad? We can't afford to lose men of his caliber.
Why not? Of course not, sir. No. It was just a misunderstanding. Wasn't it, gentlemen?
No.
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 Yes, it was. You didn't take what I said seriously, surely. Nay, gentlemen?
Yes.
Come, gentlemen. Where's your sense of humor?
Gone.
Nonsense. Well, naturally, we're hoping you'll stay in the service for many a year to come.
That's right. But not here.
Eh?
What? Pardon?
Exactly. That's what I'm here for. I wanted to make sure that when I leave Dartmouth as chief navigational instructor, my star pupil would be prepared to take,
O-level?
No.
Over?
No.
Over the wings of a dove?
That's it. Take charge.
Rear Admiral Evans, did I hear you say that you wanted this man to become chief navigational instructor at Dartmouth College?
I don't know if you heard it, Povey, but that is what I said.
I'm sorry, pardon.
Ah, well, this does change things a bit. I must say the honour has been a long time coming. It is a bit late in the day, but I knew it was bound to happen eventually. After all, talent will out. So, as my country needs me, I'll accept the position.
But you can't have a sub-lieutenant in charge of the navigational school.
Otherwise fondly known as the Wreckers Retreat.
No. We'll have to make him up to captain. And that is all right with you?
Yes, well... That'll do for a start.
Pertwee.
Sir?
In the words of the star pupil, I think I want to be sick.
Me too, sir.
Right, let's settle then. I'm retiring as from Monday week. I've put your name forward to the Board of Admiralty, and they've accepted you for the appointment.
Gosh, I am proud. Captain Phillips, RN, pride of the fleet.
Now, just one thing. As a favor to an old man, and for old time's sake, I wondered if you'd take me for the last quick trip round the
bay.
Beacon?
Beach?
Yes, right. Harbour. Just like to check up that you haven't forgotten all I taught you.
It'll be a pleasure, sir. Don't you worry about a thing. When it comes to navigation, I'm absolutely poo-proof.
Good man. Right then, Purvey. Ready when you are. Get your hat, and we're off.
Me? Oh, no, sir. No. Why, I've got all this paperwork to see to. And as much as I'd love to come to sea with you and your star pupil, I can't possibly spare that. But in any case, I'm a married man.
Purvey, I am a rear admiral, and you are only a captain. So you are going.
Oh, dear. Steady at that. And,
Left hand down a bit, please?
No. Right hand up a bit.
Phillips, far be it from me to interfere with our star pupil, but right hand up a bit and left hand down a bit are the same thing.
They may be to you, sir, but to we star pupils, these things are important.
That's what I like to hear. Clear-cut navigational instruction.
Well, of course, sir, experience does tell. One has either got it or one hasn't. And as we all know, I have.
Commander Murray.
Chief?
Now, in the words of our star pupil, I want to be sick.
Me too.
I really ought not to be here. I did warn you I'm a married man. If I don't get home soon, the yolk of my boiled eggy will have set like yellow concrete.
Now, look here, Purvey.
And I'll still have to eat it. When it comes to yellow concrete eggs, my dear wife Ramona won't take no for an answer. Oh, I am going to be an uncomfortable boy tomorrow.
Captain Purvey, are you or are you not a grown man?
If he eats that egg, you'll be a thing of the past.
You stay out of this, Chief. It's ridiculous. Here I am on this waterlogged hulk being steered by a maniac who can't read charts. He can only read comics. What I mean is, it's not as if I'm a seafaring man. I'm just a captain in the Royal Navy. When I think of all that lovely paperwork mounting up on my beautiful desk, oh, put me ashore. Give me a chance to get out alive. Just give me a life belt. That's all I ask. Yeah, no, I don't. I want a boat and an outboard motor. I won't bother you too much. Just get somebody else to start it, and I'll find my own way home. Please. Oh, I'm too young to die.
Captain Purvey, sir, what's all the panic about? Mr. Phillips hasn't eaten anything. Yet.
He will. Just a life raft. A tin of sea biscuits and a compass. It's not too much to ask.
Oh, do stop fussing, Purvey. We're in the hands of a master mariner. We're perfectly safe. There is absolutely nothing to worry about. Purvey? Oi, Purvey, where are you?
Well, if you wish to speak to him urgently, sir, I think he went through that window over there.
Oh, trust him. Can't concentrate on anything.
Do you mind, Captain Purvey? I've got enough things to worry about without people like you falling overboard. I've got to get back to Portsmouth, so just grab a line and shut up. I'm concentrating. Very nearly through the harbour entrance now, sir. Funny that. It looks larger than it did last time.
Just get us through. That's all I ask. I'll pay for the paint. I'll give you anything. Just get me back to my boiled eggy.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Toby. Relax. Nothing's going to go wrong. This man is my star pupil. We're in the hands of Sub-Lieutenant Phelps.
Eh?
Who? Huh? Exactly. With a man like Phelps aboard, there's nothing to worry about.
Sub-Lieutenant Lewis.
Sub-Lieutenant Phelps.
I'm afraid we've got no one of that name aboard, sir.
Oh, yes, you have. There he is.
No, sir, no. This officer's name is not Phelps. It's Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Yeah, class of 59.
I recommend it wrong. Officer.
Man the boats! And let it down! You and I, may I share your raft? You can have half my boiled egging.
Do you mind? I'm trying to dock. Steady at that, Chief.
Terribly unsteady at that it is, sir.
Yeah, easy, easy. Easy. Almost through the harbour entrance now.
where's Captain Povey gone?
If he went through that window over there this time. Oh, for pity's sake.
Do you mind, sir? I am navigating. There is this tug in front of us.
Oh, no, for pity's sake. I remember you now. We used to call you Nana Phillips. The biggest twit we ever had at the school. We even had our sub-Lieutenant Phillips' cup as a booby prize at the end of every term.
Now, what was that?
That was Captain Povey shouting, "Help, sir!" And you, hitting the tug.
Sunday drivers. Honestly, Rear Admiral Evans, have you ever seen a Rear Admiral Evans? Now, where did he go?
I think he nipped out through the same window for a bit of a chat with Captain Povey.
Do you mind? I'm trying to dock.
Here it comes.
Coming into berth now. That's it, that's it, that's it.
That's it.
Now, gently.
Gently, sir.
Gently.
Gently, sir.
Almost there.
Almost there, sir.
Gently.
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 Gently, sir.
Oh, definitely, gently. Finish with engines.
I don't think you have, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, sir, if we are now biffed, bashed, and battered, but safely docked in Portsmouth...
Yes?
What, for bright sake, is the QE2 doing in the next berth?
What?
Pardon?
Exactly. To the best of my knowledge, the QE2 docks in Southampton, not Portsmouth.
Obviously bad navigation on their part. But whilst we're on the subject, start engines and prepare for a U-turn.
What, Major Phillips?
Chaps.
Yes, Mr. Phillips?
Chaps, if I'm not jolly careful, I'll be out of the Navy.
Yes, Mr. Phillips.
Do you think the Rear Admiral Evans would let me stay with you and Troutbridge if I turned down the job of navigational instructor at Dartmoor?
Dartmouth, actually. If you turned that down, I think he'd agree to almost anything.
You turn completely, Mr. Phillips. And if we are going to nip back to where we should be, would it be all right to pick up the 5 gentlemen who are sitting on the funnel of that sunken tug, jabbing their feet in the water? As I have a feeling that 2 of them are Rear Admiral Evans and Captain Povey.
I don't think we'll bother, actually. They seem to have sunk as far as they're going, and someone else is sure to notice them. Eventually.
Dartmouth Naval College has had a narrow escape with Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was a sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the CO, John Pertwee was the chief ferry officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chase, and leading seaman Goldstein was Daniel Evans, and Rear Admiral Evans was played by Michael Bates. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.